patient's name. First name is Karen, K-A-R-E-N, as in Nancy. Maybe initial D as in doctor, last name Rana, D as in Victoria, R-A-N as in Nancy-A, ID number is 31637, date of birth is July 17, 1965. This is an office, this is slash fellow of known, and also a letter to Poonam, D as in Paul, O-O-N as in Nancy-A, M as in Mary, last name Warman, W-A-R, M as in Mary, A-N as in Nancy-M-D, carbon copy is to David, D as in Doctor, A, D as in Victoria, I, D as in Doctor, my initial, M as in Mary, last name McFadden, M as in Mary, lowercase C, uppercase F as in Freddy, A, D as in Doctor, D as in Doctor, I, N as in Nancy, M, D, and also Navinder Deep, N as in Nancy, A, D as in Victoria, I, N as in Nancy, D as in Doctor, E, R, D as in Doctor, E, E, D as in Paul, my initial, S as in Sam, last name Nager, N as in Nancy, I, J, H, E, R. Next paragraph, dear Dr. Warman, I thought you would appreciate another regarding Ms. Vrana, period. Next is her patient list, Ms. Vrana returns in follow-up regarding findings of right breast, invasive ductal carcinoma with ductal carcinoma in situ, semicolon ER slash PR positive and HER dash 2 slash NEU negative. Period. The right breast presented actually what appeared to be two lesions. Period. Next paragraph. Ms. Vrana underwent bilateral mastectomy and bilateral sentinel lymph nodes biopsy. Period. Right breast demonstrated a 2.5 centimeter mass consistent with moderately differentiated invasive ductal carcinoma, with associated intermediate high-grade ductal carcinoma in situ, period. Another mass measuring 1 centimeter was also seen, consistent with the same type of histology, and again, extensive component of intermediate-grade ductal carcinoma in situ, and cancerization of lobules, LOVS in WLES in SAM. And this is the 1:30 o'clock position, period. Additional excision on an inferior margin, clear such margin, finding a 0.6 centimeter additional invasive ductal carcinoma, period. For the right breast, staging goes as lowercase P as in Paul, P as in Tom 2, lowercase P as in Paul, uppercase N as in Nancy 0, open parenthesis, lowercase I plus, close parenthesis, period. Incidentally, the left breast was also found to have a 2 centimeter well-differentiated invasive ductal carcinoma with associated extensive component of intermediate grade ductal carcinoma in situ, period. There was no overt angiolymphatic invasion noted, period. All margins of mastectomy were free of tumor, period. However, comma, there was 1 out of 2 sentinel lymph nodes positive for metastatic disease with extracapsular extension, period. Additional lymph nodes from the left axilla showed no other lymph node metastatic disease, period. Therefore, comma, both cancers slash bilateral breast cancers are stage S-T-A-G-E, D as in doctor, as stage chromosome number 2, lowercase a disease. Period. Next paragraph, BRCA-1-B, sorry, B as in Bob, RCA-1 slash B as in Bob, RCA-2, analysis was declined by her insurance. Period. Next paragraph, Ms. Vrana is recovering well from surgery. Period. She only complains of some soreness on both mastectomy scars and axilla. Period. There are no other complaints. Period. Next paragraph, the rest of the 14 systems review is non-contributory. Period. Next paragraph, medications reviewed and as noted in the chart. Period. Next paragraph, physical examination. She appears well. Period. The patient is seen in the presence of her sister, pre-annex vital signs, blood pressure 110 over 80, pulse 72, respiration 16, temperature 98.2, weight 154. Pre-annex HE and thin conjunctiva and ictery sclera. Pre-annex lymph nodes. Surgical wounds are noted on both axillary areas. No lymphadenopathy is identified elsewhere. Next chest. Both breasts are absent. Mastectomy wounds look well, but still healing. A drainage is noted from the left axilla. No other abnormalities are seen. No dullness to percussion. Next lungs clear to auscultation. Next heart. Regular rate and rhythm. No extra sounds on her. Next abdomen, bowel sounds are more active. It is self-common, depressible, and non-tender. Next extremities, there's no edema or cyanosis. Next paragraph. Laboratory. Number one, CBC size differential performed today shows improvement with a hemoglobin of 11.7, hematocrit of 35.3%, and NCD of 81.9. Next paragraph, impression. Bilateral ER/PR positive and HER-2/NEU. Next paragraph, impression number one. Stage from number two, lowercase a, open parenthesis, anasynapse zero, semicolon, lowercase I, plus parenthesis, Thiacin-Tom 2, Emacin Mary 0, stage row number 2, lowercase a, ER/PR positive and HER-2/NEU negative, moderately differentiated invasive ductal carcinoma / right breast with two separate lesions, as well as extensive ductal carcinoma in situ. Disease within the right breast is multicentric. ECOG. ECOG performance status is zero. Next number. T asymptom. One lowercase c, NSNC, one lowercase a, / stage row number two, lowercase a, well differentiated. Invasive ductal carcinoma / left breast. ECOG performance status is zero. ER/PR receptor status and HER-2/NEU. Is right now unknown to me, / awaiting results. Next paragraph, farm recommendations. Number one, obtain ER/PR and HER-2/NEU receptor status of the left breast. Next number, allow at least 2 more weeks of surgical wound healing. Next number, MUGA scan, MCMA-UGA, MUGA scan, and bone density evaluation prior to return. Next number, reassess iron profile prior to return. B12, folate, and comprehensive metabolic panel prior to return. Next number, I will reassess Ms. Vrana in 2 weeks with the above results. I do anticipate adjuvant chemotherapy in light of high risk, which is quite obvious at this point, obvious, which is quite obvious. The patient now presents with bilateral synchronous breast cancer. Potential cardiotoxic agents could also be used depending on the final receptor status results from the left breast. Also, coma depending on such results a consideration for chest wall radiation may be considered as well. Period. I will follow along those guidelines for you. And as far as I respectfully, Ricardo J. Quintero, Assurance MD.